Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast. We're your hosts, Diamond and Silk, and Silk also.
Diamond on Diamond.
Now, before we get started, I want you all to stop right now.
Stop.
And make sure you subscribe to this podcast.
That's right.
So anytime we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Yes.
And listen, our podcast is on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, even Rumble.
Yeah.
Or anywhere that you find your podcast.
That's right.
Also, don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch The Awakening of Diamond and Silk?
Mm-hmm.
You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com. And listen, it's around Christmas time, you all, and they make great stocking stuffers. diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if anyone wants to advertise on our podcast, feel free to email us at info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com.
Well, Silk, you know a lot of stuff has jumped off again this week.
Yes.
And we have a lot of things going on because we've been paying attention to all of these hearings. But I was taken aback.
Okay.
I was taken aback.
Aback.
By the hearings that happened in Michigan.
Yes.
And those are the ones I think I want to elaborate on today. Okay. I heard the ones in Georgia. They are like, woo, explosive. Like, I don't know how the Democrats going to hide their hands.
Oh.
You tweeted out something. Wait a minute. You tweeted out something I thought was so funny when it comes to Georgia.
Okay.
And I don't want to jump all over the place, but I do want to tell you all what Silk tweeted out. She said, okay, so Georgia, in case you all didn't know this week, Georgia, somebody got video footage.
That's right.
Video footage of these people telling the workers, the poll workers, to go home, the canvassers, whatever they are, go home, we're going to stop the count.
Yeah.
Only for the people to go home, but the few people that was left now pull out these ballots that appeared out of nowhere and start running them through the tabulator and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's proof of this, right?
Right.
And so Silk tweeted out, oops. It looked like Georgia got caught with several hands in the cookie jar,
mm-hmm.
stuck to a ballot like a thief in the middle of the night.
That's right.
So I don't know how they are going to how you going to downplay this?
Right.
You going to downplay this when we can clearly see something is off here?
We can clearly see it. They can clearly see it because they knows it.
They know it.
I know it's they know it. But they knows it.
They knows it. Okay. So Michigan, you all. There was a representative up there by a representative. Her last name is Johnson. Representative Johnson is what we call her.
Mm-hmm.
I call her it. She should have been in a bowl of stupid 10 times over, you all. But I just was taken aback by her behavior when she said that the people that were sharing the information up there, they should have been doing it under oath.
Yeah.
And not understanding or realizing as a representative that these people had signed affidavits. They had to swear to that, sign that. And if they're committing any type of perjury, then they can go to prison for that. So I don't see people coming forth just to be coming forth if they didn't have evidence, if they didn't see something, if they didn't witness nothing.
Right.
And I thought when it comes, and even though that this is not the court, but when it comes to the court of law, I thought evidence is supposed to be presented. What creates evidence? What is evidence and what creates evidence? And I said that to say this here.
Yeah.
You know, when they pushed Russia collusion, they had not one shred.
Mm-mm.
Of evidence.
Nope.
But didn't they push it?
They pushed
it. Where was your evidence to push that upon the public?
$48 million gone down the drain.
Right.
Tax dollars gone down the drain.
Okay.
Yes. And so when you talk about evidence, Diamond,
just
think of it like this. If JoJo down the street.
Come on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If he robbed a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say Sally Sue up the street says JoJo down the street did it.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
You're going to have the FBI, the DOJ. You're probably going to have the police, the popo, going to JoJo's house. And they're going to arrest JoJo.
Right.
Because Sally's down the street says she saw JoJo. And a lot of times they'll put JoJo in jail. And JoJo have to stay in jail if he can't make his bail or before he go to court.
Right.
But Sally said, and she said she could have written
an affidavit.
She could have written an affidavit to say, I saw JoJo rob the bank.
Right.
Okay. They're going to believe Sally and go pick up JoJo.
Because that's the witness. Because
she's considered the witness. Mm-hmm. So now, if you have these people, thousands of people with affidavits saying what they saw in these different precincts, widespread in different cities.
Right.
And different states. Mm-hmm. Something is not making sense for you to say all of those people are lying and you're the only one truthful. Because mm-hmm. it makes me want to say, well, ma'am, why didn't you sign an affidavit?
Right, uh-huh. Not only this here, you all, this same lady said that those witnesses could have been up there lying. Listen to this.
So do you have a question for these witnesses?
No, names? I have some concerns, right. Well, many concerns, and I want to just share with you
out of order.
What
all right.
the concerns
out of order.
Are.
Do you have a point of order?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a point of order?
Yes.
What is your point of order?
Point of order is to have them under oath.
You're out of order. As I've said, this is something that is not done here in this state. It's really only...
it may not be done under the state, but you're allowing people to come in here and lie, and I know they're lying.
Representative, you're out of order. I've indulged you, but you're out of order, and we're going to move on.
Thank you.
Representative C.A. Johnson, are you willing to make a question?
Quick question.
Sure.
Very quick. Mr. Giuliani, hi again.
Hello.
Do you think that both you and the president are honest men?
Do I really have to answer that question?
Yes.
Representative C.A. Johnson, Representative,
I'm not answering it.
Representative, do you have a point of order?
I'm asking the question.
Representative,
I'm asking the question.
Representative, you're out of order. Out of order.
Now, does that make any sense? Now, mm-hmm. here's what I don't understand. As a representative, as the legislator, your job is to listen to what your constituents, the people that you work for,
represent
have to say.
Yeah.
Not call them liars.
Right.
And not act as though they are not telling the truth.
Right.
And my thing is, Representative Johnson, was you there with them when they witnessed the fraud?
That's right.
And if you wasn't, how you gonna call them a liar?
And they speaking about what they saw.
Right.
What they experienced.
Right.
How you gonna call somebody a law based off of their experience?
Based off of their experience.
Once again, I would love to have her under oath.
She need to be under oath, and I think that maybe we need to investigate her.
That's
how
right.
does she even become a legislator? How long she's been one? And I thought she was very biased, and I was afraid for the witnesses, because you know we don't need the witnesses being manipulated and intimidated by some of these people that want things to be their way. As a legislator, you're going to hear things that you may not want to hear.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, her attitude, her negative attitude, and the way she was acting, to me, she presented herself as if fraud was committed.
That's right.
And they knew about the fraud.
Yep. Yeah.
And so how do we hide it? And everybody that come in that's against what you think, you want to deem them a liar when really the liar could be you.
Sitting right there.
Right in front of everybody.
Trying to cover up the lie.
Uh-huh. And so my thing is, give these people an opportunity to tell us, to tell the public, to let the legislators know what they saw.
What they saw.
And not make them or deem them liars and make them feel as if they're being intimidated by you, like you're going to do something horrible to them.
And when you think about it, remember, that's where the issue happened in Michigan.
Right.
Whenever they was going to certify this particular election.
That's right.
And how those two Republican individuals were being threatened and they were being demeaned.
And vilified.
And vilified.
For what?
Yes.
The deal is that here's my thing. Drop the fact that you are a Republican or a Democrat.
Right.
This is not a partisan issue. This should be a bipartisan issue because we're all Americans.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we want fair and free elections. We don't want any election on either side of the aisle to have been tainted, manipulated, people being deceived by what's happening here.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, my vote has been stolen.
Well, absolutely. It cancels our vote.
Yeah.
And you have a dead vote, a service animal vote, or people that didn't even vote in these elections.
So what do you do when someone steals something from you?
I'm going to try to get it back.
You're going to try to get it back, or we going to court.
That's right.
Something is happening here. And so what my metaphor for this whole thing is, imagine spilling some milk on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you wait 4 years later before you clean up the mess?
No, you're going to have a bigger mess. It's going to be a stain.
Or do you go ahead and clean up the mess, the milk that you spilled right now?
Clean it up right now.
So when I hear these people talking about, we're going to try to put something in place for the next time or put other measures in place for the next time, we don't put measures in place to keep us from spilling the milk the next time. We clean up the mess right now. So that's what needs to happen right now.
Another thing I keep hearing some legislators say, they say things like, well, what are we going to do? What was different from this year versus 2016?
Yeah.
Here is what was different.
Yeah.
We had this massive influx of mail-in ballots, some calling absentee ballots.
Yes.
These were unsolicited ballots because the election board mailed these out to everyone.
That's right.
And that's what makes this different. Also, we had, allegedly, according to what we hear, ballot dumps that came from different areas and dumped into some of these precincts.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
We had that in 2020. We didn't have all of that
in 2016.
That's right. And if we did, the fraud, they didn't OD on the fraud like they're doing right now in 2020.
And in case you don't know what OD means, it means overdid it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
So that was something that was different, the massive dumps. Mm-hmm. And then also we had more dead people and service animals to vote in 2020 than they did in 2016.
Don't you know it is fraud when dead people vote in our elections?
Don't you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So really, Diamond, when I look at all of this, 2020, I do have 2020 vision.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the reason why I say that is because I see clear as day as to what's been happening, what's been going on. These Democrats has really been cheating for years.
They've been cheating for a lot of years.
They just
and
got
it brings
this
me
year.
To this here.
Yeah.
Now, this is a question that we have.
Okay.
And you mentioned it the other day, and I thought it was so profound.
Uh-huh.
And what Silk was like, well, wait a minute, think about this for a minute. Have black people really ever voted Democrat in any of these elections?
Elections.
You keep hearing Democrats say they have 80 to 90% of the black vote.
Right.
It's a given. It's automatic. Yet when you talk to people, black people, they say, we didn't vote.
We didn't vote in
the election. We'll never vote in these elections.
Right. Right.
So our theory is.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because you know they like to watch us.
Watch us.
And listen to everything we got to say.
Yeah. So listen closely.
Have any of these black people really been voting in these elections? Or have these elective officials or these officials at the election board coerced poll workers to really take and put names of registered voters that didn't even vote in the election on ballots and push them through the tabulators. It just makes you
wonder. And not only that, when you have people, especially illegal aliens, and you have these states that allow illegal aliens to get their driver's license at the DMV, a lot of times they're automatically put on the voter roster as a registered voter.
Right.
Okay? A lot of them don't even know that.
Mm.
But are a lot of those people information being used when it comes down to voting into our system?
Right. Right.
Huh? And they just, they don't even know that they're being used.
And the reason why we're coming up with this, because we've never seen anything like this.
Uh-huh.
And when you talk to people now, Black people like, I ain't voting this election. And we're telling Black people, if you did not vote into this election,
right,
and you are a registered voter, go look up your voter history.
Yep.
To make sure nobody committed fraud in your name.
In your name, baby.
Mm-hmm.
With your information.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. It makes you question a lot of things.
I'm telling you, 2020 vision.
It makes you question some things.
I'm seeing a whole lot of stuff because when you think about this Representative Johnson,
mm-hmm.
who elected her?
With her nasty disposition. She has a very nasty disposition.
How did she get
that's right
on this board?
Mm-hmm.
And she don't even want to listen to the people.
Right. Her constituents, you know? One thing that I tweeted out when it comes to Ms. Johnson, I got so mad. Two things that I tweeted out.
Uh-huh.
I said, shame on Representative C.A. Johnson for intimidating witnesses. We don't give a damn how long it takes. Mm-hmm. Let these witnesses tell their stories.
That's right.
That was very, very important. And then after everything was over, I said, some people in Detroit, Michigan need to go to jail.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A lot of these different officials that call themselves sitting there and supposed to be working on behalf of we the people need to go straight to jail.
Absolutely, they need to go to jail,
Our tax dollars, Diamond, pay their salary.
Right.
And even down to Georgia,
mm-hmm.
when you look at the different officials there, they talk about they spent all of these hundreds of millions of dollars to purchase these machines.
Mm-hmm.
Machines that we can't even get access to examine.
Right.
Okay. All of this hundreds of millions of taxpayers' dollars blown away.
Right.
Why are those people in those positions working for us and they are taking and just wasting taxpayers' dollars.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah, not only that, I also heard, especially during the Michigan hearing, that a lot of people were trained improperly.
Whoa, yes.
Whose fault is that? That's not the American people's fault.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
was a federal election.
Right.
To pick the president of the United States.
Right.
And if people were in there doing whatever they want to,
uh-huh.
who was the trainer that trained these people?
That's right.
They need to take full accountability, responsibility. Yep. Maybe they need to go to jail.
Maybe.
And when it comes to these massive mail-in ballots,
uh-huh.
this massive dump that was done 3, 4, 6 in the morning,
yep.
that stuff need to be taken out of the count.
Yep.
That stuff need to be null and void. The one thing I love what you said, we need a forensic audit.
That's
we
right.
need to view the ballots. Yes. Open up the ballot box. Let's see what's exactly in that box. And did that tabulate
That's
what
right.
we see in that box?
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So how the hell can we certify what we can't verify?
That's right. That's right.
Tell me how.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to be able to do
and
it.
And if it is found
mm-hmm.
that Jim Crow Joe Biden had anything to do with any of this.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. I hope his handlers is getting him ready to go to the big house, not the White House.
I love it, girl. I love it. Well, something else came out about Stacey Abrams, girl.
Oh.
Georgia Secretary of State says Abrams' link group try to register his deceased son. Now, we've been talking about, listen, the president has talked about how dead people voted in this election, even though we know a dead person can't get up and vote.
Right.
What happened was a poll worker, somebody that they assigned to put these, write these names on ballot
uh-huh.
and push them through the tabulator. That's what happened.
Right.
So dead people voted, even though that the left-wing media is trying to debunk this. And here's our theory why they try to debunk it, because it has not been proven in the court of law, even though it's been proven with us in the court of public opinion. We see something is not right.
That's
dead people have voted in this election.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you know that's fraud and that's against the law?
That is fraud. You're not supposed to sign somebody else's name on a ballot. You're not supposed to go and get somebody else's ballot and bring it in and put it in. That's ballot harvesting. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be able to do none of that.
Right, right. And so they're going to have to get, they're going to have to come to a consensus and do something about this.
They're going to have to do it now.
Right.
I'm not
Don't wait 4 years.
Yeah. No. I ain't talking about
it. I don't want to hear no mess about what's going to happen 4 years from now.
No.
And stop telling our president to run in 2024. No.
No.
You go tell that old ass Joe Biden to run in 2024 and tell him not to cheat.
That's right.
That's what you do.
That's right.
Right now. Y'all need to straighten, or like the old folks said in the South,
Scraping
all of this stuff up right now.
Clean it up.
And give it to the rightful winner.
Clean it up.
That's what needs to happen.
Clean it up. Uh-huh. Just because they cheated don't mean we gonna be defeated. We are not gonna be defeated. What you do in the dark is gonna come to the light, baby.
Well, it's coming to the light. Look at what's happening in Georgia.
Yeah.
It's coming to
the light. It's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Another thing, according to the Washington Examiner, you all,
pro-Biden
efforts offered Native Americans $25 to $500 Visa gift cards and jewelry to vote. Wow. That is against the law. You cannot offer money, goods, gifts in order for someone to vote.
Wow.
It's against the law.
It's against the law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is.
And where did you get your source from? Because you know,
the Washington Examiner.
Oh, okay.
That's who is saying this.
Uh-huh.
The Washington Examiner. So I was taken aback by that. That's against the law. That's fraud, you all. That cannot happen.
It makes me ask this question. Mm-hmm. How long have they been doing that? What makes them think it's okay to do it? Because there is so much stuff that's happening right now and that's we are being awakened to right now. It lets me see that a lot of these people have been doing a lot of crooked things for a very long time. They're just getting caught right now.
Well, here's what I can say, Silk.
Uh-huh.
I believe in my own opinion. This is my opinion.
Opinion, okay.
Our Constitution, First Amendment rights give us the right to even have an opinion.
Right.
So in my opinion, I believe that cheating has always gone on.
Yeah.
This time, they had to do it in such a magnitude that if they wouldn't have done it in that magnitude, it would not have declared Biden the fake winner.
Uh-huh,
you see what I'm talking about?
Right.
It was like President Trump was bam, bam, bam. They had to throw everything
to
at
do
it, to bring it down, to bring it down. Even with Arizona. When I listened to Arizona and them testify at the hearing in Arizona, and when Fox News called it that night, why did Fox News call it when it was really very, 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 very close?
What did Fox
know? And according to what the witnesses were saying, ballots was counted up to 7 days after the election. Well, if Biden won this fair and square and you all called it that night, you should have had to count ballots up to 7 days
later.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they want us to believe that Biden won this in the ballot dump. And the mail-in ballot dump, that's where he won this. He couldn't win it on the front end. But they dumped it, they want to make us believe that he won it on the back end.
Okay, so the ballot dump was the dump of probably, allegedly, fake ballots, fake votes, the dead people,
the
service animals.
It was dumped in the middle of the night while we were asleep. Mm-hmm. It was dumped in the middle of the night while a lot of people was asked to leave.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know something came out according to Newsmax.com.
Okay.
Courts in Georgia with judges appointed by the establishment will hear Sidney Powell's claims.
Oh, wonderful.
So hopefully that will work itself out because she have the information when it comes to Dominion and how many votes was pulled from President Trump and given to Biden. You know,
that's right.
You know what, Sil?
Yeah.
I don't want to see or hear Biden coming out addressing the nation.
Oh,
first of all, he's not the president of the United States.
Right.
And really, he's not president-elect because there's nothing in the Constitution that calls a candidate president-elect.
He's actually president-reject.
Yeah, he hasn't been given any electoral votes. Mm-mm. He haven't been getting it. And just because some of these states are certifying him, that doesn't mean a thing. All of that mess can be overturned by the legislature.
That's right.
Because they make the sole decision on who they're going to give the electorals to.
Well, I'm glad that they're doing that, especially since those millions don't seem to be showing up to a lot of different things.
Well, they are afraid to show up.
I see why.
They are afraid to show up. And speaking of dead people, did you know, according to the Washington Examiner, Nevada fraud, 1,500 dead voters, 42,248 voted multiple times.
Oh, my God.
RV camps as homes. You can't. That is against the law.
Oh.
You have to have a, that's an RV camp? Is that a home? Ain't that a mobile home?
Well, what's been registered, okay, so you have a lot of different things. We have a lot of different entities. Mm-hmm. Follow me here. Mm-hmm. Where we've had to register our cars, we have to register our RV homes, because that's considered like a mobile home. It's
right,
on
right,
the
right.
road, right?
Mm-hmm.
It have tires. Mm-hmm. We have to register the service animal, so that they have a number.
Right.
So when you have different things that have a number, it can be used on the on the ballot,
right,
as a person. Okay, and they can run it through the tabulators.
Okay.
So with them using these different addresses, the deal is you got to be able to verify it. Well, they are used to address, because as they stuff the box, the way that they got this stuff set up, you can't even open up the box for years later.
But when you tell me 42,248 people voted multiple times, according to the Washington Examiner, that's fraud.
That's fraud.
Because you can only vote one time. Girl.
Honey, let me tell you.
Drip and drop. There is a lot of stuff that's coming out.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to say, according to the NationalPulse.com, Nevada court hears of USPS witness obstruction, flawed machine inspection, and deceased voters. So some of these courts are starting to hear some of this information.
That's good.
And that needs to happen.
The sad thing is that it's a month later.
Right.
You know, we've been crying out. We know what we've been feeling, what we've been seeing, what we've been hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And now some of the authorities are starting to say, okay, well, now I'll take a listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
The sad thing is that we, as the American people,
right,
we are taxpaying, law-abiding citizens.
Come on.
If we have an issue with something, are the people in the government position is supposed to have our backs.
Because we pay them.
We pay them.
Our tax dollars.
Yeah. Pays their salary. So they're supposed to listen to we, the American people.
That's right.
If we want to examine these machines and have them examine, our tax dollars paid for them.
Right, right, right.
Why can't we examine what our tax dollars pay for? And don't we own the machine?
And when it comes to these machines and Dominion, they don't want to show up.
Right.
Why not get a court order to have them subpoenaed? Because we're talking about a federal election here.
That's right.
We're talking about our republic here.
That's right.
And how we can be turned into a banana republic if we're not careful here. That's what we're talking about.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right.
These people should be subpoenaed. They should be made to come and say, hey, sit down. What is this machine?
Right.
And anytime you got it in the manual that'll tell you how you can do certain things, that is cheating.
Yeah.
I'll say allegedly.
Allegedly.
That lets you know what time it was, what they was up to.
And if we have a contract.
Come on.
If these states have contracts with these people that do the machine.
Yes.
Why not pull the contracts if they won't let us examine what's going on?
Well, I'm quite sure that they've gotten paid so much money.
Millions.
Up in the millions.
Yes.
That they don't even care about pulling no type of cut. They don't care about that.
Well, I'm talking about the states, Diamond.
Right.
See, they've been talking about prove to us that it's fraud. Prove to us that it's fraud.
Prove to us that it's not.
It's time for them to prove to us that it's not.
If you want us to prove to you that it is, prove to us that it's
not.
So what we see.
Yeah.
look like some stuff is going on up in through here.
It's some foolishness going on. Mm-hmm. It is some foolishness going on. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's the bottom dog on line. Mm-hmm. And then they wanted to play us for fools.
They
want
try.
Us to just move on,
no,
move
ma'am.
Along,
no, ma'am.
And not say nothing about what we all can clearly see.
We can't just move along, you all.
No.
Because at the end of the day, this is going to affect us whether you voted or not.
Right.
And that's right. why we got to get to the bottom.
Yeah.
This time it's Republicans. What about next time it'll be Democrats?
Right.
I don't want no games playing. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You shouldn't want any type of games like this being played in our country.
In our country.
At no. the highest level.
And you shouldn't want our elections seized by any type of foreign entity.
Any type of foreign entity.
Allegedly, listen, if they did. But
foreign
you
or domestic.
Or domestic.
Foreign or domestic.
That's right.
Because it's people right here on our soil
right.
that participated hey. In this attempt coup
mm-hmm.
is what I call it.
And we'll say allegedly because we wasn't there doing a participation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Listen, you all, thank you all so very much for joining us. Don't forget to make sure you stop right now, subscribe to this podcast, so anytime we drop a podcast,
yes.
you will receive a notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you want to advertise on our podcast, feel free to email us at info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Wow. We was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we'll see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.